On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hi there, Fabian Fanboy, and a very celebratory Thanksgiving turkey lurkey. Turkey lurkey Thanksgiving to you. Turkey lurkey USA Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thank you for giving. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanksgiving in the United States of America, it must be quite a thing.
Yeah, it feels like it's more Christmassy than Christmas here. Like, people go about their lives when Christmas happens, but Thanksgiving, everything grinds to a halt the way Christmas does in New Zealand, you know?
Well, really? Yeah. And what about you? What are you doing there on this Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm a long way from my family, so...
Jesus.
Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you what, you're a long way from us, but, I mean, you know, you're just here. Look, there we are. Here's you, here's me, here's BFM. It's Friday morning.
Are you saying that you're holding me in your thoughts?
I'm never not, man.
Okay, good. That makes me feel slightly better.
I hope you do believe that, Dom. There, I've used a real name.
Don't hold too tight.
Pardon? I mollycoddle.
The movies that are coming out this week in New Zealand include Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2, big stellar lineup. All the big hitters, Marky Mark, old Will Ferrell, not Smith, and then the Mel Gibson's in it as well. And John Voight.
They brought in an extra. No, John Lithgow,
right.
You know John Lithgow, right?
Yes, I do. I just got my Johns muddled up. Wouldn't be the first time.
One of the great, great character actors of all time, and very good as Winston Churchill in The Crown. This film, like, the last one came out very recently, Daddy's Home 1. And you sort of think, okay, there's no sequel to Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, or any other great Will Ferrell movies, but we get a Daddy's Home 2. Thanks, Hollywood.
Yeah, just what we needed. Just what we needed, a bit of belittling of... Oh, what the...
Sorry, alarm just went off.
Okay. BFM calling.
Are you there?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hi.
These male idiot movies, you know, look at the stupid old dads. They don't do a lot for us dads, you know? We make a plethora of blunders and an ongoing chain of terrible mistakes and disasters without having to be reminded of it, you know?
Yeah. This film went into pretty cynically. I have seen it and there were a few moments during the movie where I thought this represents the whole movie as a whole. Like, the plot of the film is the two dads show up, the dads of the dads, and they go up to a mountain holiday and in a cabin, like, in the snow. And there's a bit where they go through the front doors of the cabin, and everyone's like, wow, look how great the cabin is. And the film spends a good, like, minute just kind of checking out the cabin and how great it is. You know, it's like no one cares in the audience about how great the cabin is, but it's like, oh, family holiday. So I thought that was a very representative moment. And and the other thing is that this film, like, I wouldn't say I laughed, but I didn't hate it. It sort of knows what it is, and it's just a bunch of setups between Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And, you know, there's a bit where a snowblower sucks up the Christmas lights and Will Ferrell gets, like, flung over the roof of the house. It's kind of, you dim your eyes and imagine you were in Home Alone or something with the comedy.
Feels like that. Feels like that sort of jocularity.
Yeah, but the Mel Gibson thing, it's like his style of acting has always kind of been like, oh, he kind of acts like he's in a Three Stooges routine.
And that he's actually quite unhinged.
Broad mugging and kind of being very kind of silent film comedy acting or something. But I realized watching this that that relies upon a certain sense of audience goodwill that you couldn't necessarily say Mel Gibson still has.
Well, I was actually surprised to see that those three actors were quite happy to headline alongside Mel Gibson and a bit of a old slapstick sort of.
Yeah, well, there's been a few headlines around that. Around this film, it's like, okay, well, I guess Mel Gibson's been forgiven and he's back in the system now.
Obviously, he doesn't hate those Jews the way he used to, eh?
Yeah, well, he did do a lot of bad things, but I kind of don't believe in not giving people chances again. So, I don't know, it's a problematic one. And you sort of wonder if Mel Gibson's problems would be treated differently if they happen now in the current context. Because he did a whole lot of bad things, but he never grabbed anyone's butt, so maybe he's not that bad or something. I don't know.
It's true, actually. It's true, isn't it? I mean, that's definitely cutting the wheat from the chaff, isn't it, in Hollywood at the moment? Has there been anything fresh in that respect in the last couple of days? Anyone this particular...
Did you hear the John Lasseter stuff? That was a worry.
The who?
John Lasseter, who's the head of Pixar.
No.
He's taken a six-month sabbatical before over-enthusiastic hugging. He's not quite, you know, the Roy Moore, and he hasn't been fired, but it's Disney, so they've got to tread lightly. He's, you know, this is the head of Pixar who always wears the very loud shirts.
All right, sure.
And one of the most respected and successful creative talents in the business. And he put out this big statement in which he said he was sorry for getting drunk at Christmas parties and paying a lot of attention to the pretty young woman who worked at Pixar. And it's been now, it's sort of coming out of Pixar's massive boys club in a lot of ways, which is a tough one. But now you look at a picture of John Lasseter and he just so looks like that guy all of a sudden. The loud shirts are no longer charming. Now they're creepy.
Hey, now come on. I'm just looking on the edge of John Lasseter shirts. Quite a selection.
Yeah. They're mental. So anyway, how do we go? Yeah, so here's the latest one. The Jeffrey Tambor stuff has been really hard for me to deal with because I love that guy.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Jeffrey Tambor is a guy who's he's the star of last four seasons of Transparent. It's been four seasons.
Yeah, and he's been accused of some unkind, some bad stuff, and it just basically makes him sound like he's a real life version of the character he played in the Larry Sanders Show, which was a boorish Hollywood jerk. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think, too, of the, you know, like...
Look on Arrested Development.
Yeah. No, yeah, there was that, but just of other characters like that, especially the one like... Did you watch Californication? He wasn't in that. He wasn't in Californication.
A little bit.
Who was the guy that played the big, tall, sort of Captain Steubing haircut, bearded guy who was a studio exec there?
Yes, Stephen Tobolowsky, who he played kind of Hollywood director type.
Yeah.
The character Stu. Funny, that character is also, the same character played by the same actor, is also in this new show called White Famous, which is from the creator of Californication, about a young African-American comedian who's kind of on the rise. And he's got his own little universe going because he's brought that same actor back to play the same character.
How bizarre, because that character to me is the epitome of everything that seems to be happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, I dropped off Californication because I thought it was a disgusting TV show. But did he do some pretty bad stuff in that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, all of this is still happening, and it's a reckoning, and it's a change in the title shift. And as much as it's disappointing to see people you respected be revealed to be jerks, it's probably worse to be a victim of sexual harassment and assault, so I shouldn't complain too greatly.
Absolutely. Now, we've got Daddy's Home, number two, as a
Daddy's
little
home,
treat.
You could call it A Daddy's Home Christmas. You know what I did like about this film, which something I think about a lot when I'm watching movies. There's a big, long sequence set at the movies. I love it when movies have scenes set...
Same here. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep.
I don't know why. I just really like it. I'm like, hey, that's what I'm doing. when I'm watching it.
And, plus, it justifies the fact that that's what you are doing. You know what I mean? It's like fact that you are actually sitting there just watching in a room. There are other people do that during the day, you know?
Yeah. There's a big bit involving Do They Know It's Christmas as well, which was shameless yet effective. And I hadn't thought about that song in a while.
You hadn't thought about Feed the World? Do They Know It's Christmas Time?
Yeah. Feed the World. There's this whole plot about how when Mark Wahlberg was in high school, they were doing it, he was supposed to sing Bono's part. But when a CGI de-aged Mel Gibson showed up, he was too busy romancing.
Mark Wahlberg does some really weird movie. He makes some really unusual movie choices, doesn't he? Like, I kind of get it, but I kind of don't.
And then he apologizes for the good films he does make. Like, he said he had to ask God for forgiveness for making Boogie Nights.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, the one good movie.
Whatever, eh? Is his marriage okay at the moment?
I think so.
Yeah, what's he up to? Why would he need to tell the world that he asked God for forgiveness to do Boogie Nights?
What's going on, eh?
Something that
anti-Christian, but I think he's a bit of a born again.
Is he?
He realized that.
Well, that's convenient.
And Boogie Nights was slightly immoral.
It's hardly the worst movie he's done.
Context.
Is it? It's pretend. It's a movie, man. It's not like he's out there. Not he's out there in his undies for the world to see, like he was when he's out there with his undies for the world to see that time.
Yeah.
That's more moralistically disgusting, if you ask me, Fabian.
Fair enough. You're right. He should be asking for forgiveness for his Calvin Klein campaign.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights.
For your packed lunch, mate.
So also out this week is Goodbye Christopher Robin.
Sounds like a heart. I love me a good bit of Winnie the Pooh, but that sounds quite heartbreaking, that movie.
Yeah, it's about the guy who wrote Winnie the Pooh. Man, I can't wait for the origin story of that name.
It was named after his teddy bear, which was called Woody the Pooh.
But the Pooh? Where's that from?
I don't know, man. You know, just Pooh. When you're a little kid, you don't know what things mean. You just call things things, you know?
Did he find it in the toilet or something?
All right. Thanks very much.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanksgiving here. Good night. I'm here all week.
It's Thanksgiving. Our special entertainment for you in the Mototapu room is Fabian Fanboy. All right, Fabian, thank you very much, love. We've got to go.
Thanks, Mikey. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hold me tight in your thoughts.
Always, always clutched to my bosom.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.